What do Christians do when they are faced with tragedy and great loss? Sadly, some of them turn away from the Lord. Some blame God for all of their troubles and for the tragedies that come into their life. Listen to how Job handled great tragedy and personal loss. It's found in Job, the first chapter in the 13th verse. And there were a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yes, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "The fire of God has fallen from heaven and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "The Chaldeans have made out three bands and fell upon the camels and carried them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell you." And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "Your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine and their eldest brother's home. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell you." Then Job arose, tore his clothing, and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshipped, and said, "Naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. You see, Job had a relationship with God that knew and trusted that God was good and that God did not do this to him. I think we have to say that God allowed it, for we read just a few days ago about the meeting in heaven between Satan and the Lord, and how Satan was given permission to bring trouble on Job, only he could not touch Job himself. And Satan said, "Surely he will curse you to your face." But Job didn't do that. He said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." You know, I've known Christians like that who, faced with the greatest of losses, say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." And they pray to God and ask God to help them through the sorrow, the grief, and through the moment of loss. And God is always faithful to be with them and to answer them. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have carried me through some troubles in life. Some people have had much worse trouble than I, and some have had less, I guess. But I know this, you're good all the time. And I bless your name, O God, because I found grace. And I know this, someday I will see you. No matter what happens to me in this life, I'll see you in heaven and live with you forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.